toi te rangi marie, o rangi nui e tui honei, o papu tuanuku e takatonei, o te tai au e awhinei I a tātou, tihei Māori ora. This is The Green Desk with Connor Mercer on 95 BFM.
Connor started off by asking Sam to explain the process behind the Flagship Education Centre, a sustainable building on Wynyard Quarter.
Well, basically the Living Building Challenge is the most rigorous performance framework for construction on the planet. And it follows biophilic design. So it's about using nature to build things that are regenerative rather than damaging to the environment. And when we had the idea of actually building an education centre for ourselves, we knew about this framework and we were inspired by the Tūhoe building. So they have a headquarters down in Taniatua and it's amazingly beautiful. And when I heard about this standard, I said to the team, I said, look, if we're going to build something, it's going to have to be a living building, otherwise it doesn't fit our brand.
And so what was the process that went into building it? I understand there was a large social component to it. You helped with reintegration of prisoners and they formed part of your labour force.
Yeah, so we looked at the idea of building something and we didn't really have much money. We're a charity, so, you know, we run fundraisers and collect donations and all sorts to survive. But we had this idea of building a building and we thought we're going to need help from our friends. And that involved a very, very wide range of different stakeholders. So one of the stakeholders that we work with is the Department of Corrections. They do some amazing work rehabilitating people, developing skills for them. We unleashed, I would say, about 1,000 days of labour from corrections to process materials. So we're basically deconstructing pellets, about 2,500 pellets, and we denailed about 3 kilometres of timber with the community work offenders. Following that, we took these materials into the prison. We signed up a memorandum of understanding with corrections in Paremaremo prison, and they prefabricated a lot of the building in partnership with us. They helped us with the design. They helped us with the labour. We brought shipping containers into the maximum security prison, and guys who are serving a sentence were getting NZQA qualifications while building the flagship. So if we're able to motivate these guys to do these training programs, then statistically it's going to reduce reoffending, which is going to reduce harm to the community and quite potentially save significant taxpayer money when they don't end up sitting in prison having to be looked after.
So the Flagship Education Centre has been nominated in the category of youth at the Energy Globe Awards. That's a pretty big deal. I mean, there's 5 categories and you guys have got into the youth category. There's been over 2,000 entries from over 178 countries. Can you tell us what you think set this project apart?
Basically, I think the reason why it's been recognised is because it was seemingly impossible. I mean, we've built a 466 square metre structure. It's a fully consented building and more than 2,000 people helped us create that thing. So it was very much collaborative. We had all of the pro bono consultants. We had a lot of material suppliers that supported us. We had amazing help from the likes of Hawkins Construction, who helped us manage the project and taught me a huge amount of how to do things safely. You know, health and safety is massive. So these things are really expensive to do, but we managed to pull it off with very, very little money, and it was actually just done out of love. And I think that's why it's getting recognised, to be honest.
I suppose a lot of people would think that it's maybe not possible or very, very difficult to build an environmentally sustainable project or building in a central hub with a lack of money, but I guess what you're saying is actually, no, there is an interest for it, that people are wanting to do this.
You're right on that, Connor. I mean, the overall feeling that I got, I mean, it was an incredibly humbling experience, you know, working with people that have got 30, 40 years experience in construction. And I think the overall thing, and it's the same when we motivate people to clean up the beach, is that people want an excuse to do good for Aotearoa. People are looking for an outlet to give that positive energy.
Did you find that as things were going along and maybe getting tougher, you came under pressure to cut corners, so to say, environmentally, just to get the job done, or that was never on the table?
Well, that's a really interesting question. You know, that is something that comes up in almost every construction project, is that there's an equation where it's going to take longer to get that particular material and it's going to probably cost a little bit more. But after having seen the Tūhoe headquarters in Taniatua and been through a living building, like creating living buildings course, which I did here in Auckland, and understanding the values behind that, I was effectively the gatekeeper on that, and I refused to drop the standards. But well, the test that I use is, like, I've got a baby daughter, she's 5 years old, would I let her lick that material that I'm putting into this flagship? Because we have kids coming through.
Kids are always licking things, it's fair enough. What's next on the horizon? I mean, you're going to be going to Iran for the ceremony, and that's obviously going to be a lot of fun, but when you come back, where are we heading from there?
In terms of, like, right now, everyone out there has got an opportunity to come and see the flagship this Friday. We're having a party, a Christmas party. Everyone will be able to come down and meet us and learn more about what we're doing and actually experience the flagship education centre in all its glory. Like, we've got epic musicians coming, and it's going to be a very good event. Where I'm heading now is, we built a nursery for growing native trees at Waikerea Prison near Te Ao Mutu. And my goal is to activate and upscale that nursery, as well as three other prison-based nurseries, to grow 1.6 million native trees, which local non-profits will plant in four catchments in the Upper North Island. And I'll be training those local non-profits to be able to deliver that project. It's a large-scale pilot study to aim to reduce the costs of cleaning up waterways, basically. And I would say to all of the listeners out there, you know, jump on our website, sustainablecoastlines.org, check out what we're up to, sign up to the newsletters that, you know, all of our events are promoted through that. But we have other ways that you can engage, where you can actually develop as a human and get better at doing things, like public speaking, like event management, where you can train at it by actually giving love back to the beach. And that's fun. It just makes you feel good. So if anyone's keen, drop us a line or come down to our long lunch party on Friday the 15th of December.
That was The Green Desk with Connor Mercer on 95 BFM. Tihei Modi Order.